producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Until today, it's a good, good thing, too, because some days are better than others. You know how that works. We're here to help your life be better and maybe have a little fun along the way. How many people are having fun with Donald Trump doing his thing? He proposed eliminating income taxes for millions of you and lower rates for the highest income earners. Part of a plan, he says, will grow the U.S. economy at a pace not seen for many years. What do you think of the plan? 888-302-3684. Get into the weeds with this. Ken Kessler and Doug in depth here. Kenny monitors the Facebook page, Twitter page, social media, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. You can always contact all the players here, well, nominally Kenny and Doug, Ken at DougStefan.com and Doug at DougStefan.com, with a focus on this plan to overhaul the U.S. tax code. Most people say they are disgusted, they dislike, they have a problem with our tax system, and this plan would eliminate federal income taxes on anybody earning less than $25,000 and married couples earning less than $50,000. Mr. Trump said those individuals would receive a new one-page form to send the IRS saying, I win. The plan would also disproportionately benefit wealthy earners by lowering the highest income rate from 39.6% to 25%. Businesses cut their tax rate as well, from major corporations to mom-and-pop shops, 15% for them. There'll be a major tax reduction, Mr. Trump said at a news conference. It is simplifying the tax code. That's what I'm going to do, he said. Grow the American economy. That's what he's going to do, he said. Trump said that he wants to eliminate the so-called carried interest loophole that allows managers of hedge funds and private equity firms to pay a lower tax rate than most individuals and would reduce or eliminate most deductions and loopholes for both individuals and corporations. In other words, it's going to cost me a fortune, because he's a big billionaire real estate developer, and changes would be enormous for him. What do you think? Kenny, what's the response on our Facebook page to some of this?
Ed says, it's hard to take Trump seriously. He comes across as a bully who can't stand criticism.
Well, so there's no, take Trump seriously, not necessarily with his tax proposal, but just in general. Sounds
right.
Like. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Is he a bully? He's many things. You think he's a bully?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He doesn't have a thick skin, most people are thinking. And so with that in mind, we go to the next person with a comment.
Bob says, Trump is a product of the media and the press. If they didn't hinge over every Twitter rant like it's breaking news, he probably would be just another candidate. When he talks, a lot of the times he doesn't say anything, but it's treated like news.
Well, isn't it? He is just another candidate, isn't he? He's just another candidate. But he's able to use effectively the system that we've created, we've allowed, we've encouraged. You are responsible for Donald Trump. If it were not for you, there wouldn't be a Donald Trump. But because there is a Donald Trump, there is a focus on a lot of issues that haven't been dealt with for years. Education, or lack thereof, all the things the government takes money away from you for through taxes and doesn't deliver on. If he ran his business the way the government runs, he'd be out of business. Plain and simple. And that's one of his points. And it's a point well taken and well made by those who think this sort of thing through. All right, what else, Kenny?
Mark says, Carly Fiorina is the only person that can take on Clinton and win. Trump can't.
That's an interesting thought. Two women running for the presidency, will that be an issue, or is it just they're both the best candidates? She's good. She's good. I say she's good. To whom am I referring? Both of them. So think about that. They are both good candidates in their own right. So what are you going to do about that? Tell you something. There are some characters around that are sort of promoting Donald Trump. They call themselves Diamond and Silk. We're going to talk to the two of them in a moment about stumping for Trumpster.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delphin to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli here with Rissy and Kenny and me, and two ladies who have become very well known in the political world. They're biological sisters, come from North Carolina. They stand, they say, with the silent majority, Diamond and Silk. I don't know what your real names are. It's probably not important. Diamond, say hello.
Hey, how are you?
We're well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
All right, so Silk is the older sister or the younger sister?
Silk is the oldest.
Listen. All right, so you're here because you have made quite a name for yourself. We've had some audio from you at various times. Jennifer Horn, who's on with me, I think had you on her local L.A. program last week. So, Jen?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm such a big fan of these ladies because they are just, they're everyday people who got sick and tired of hearing about what's going on in the media, not feeling taken in by any candidate. And so why don't you start out, guys, telling us why you were taken with Donald Trump? Where did that start for you?
Well, it started whenever he announced that he was running for president and the things that he wants to do for this country to make this country great. He want to keep us secure by securing the border.
Yes.
He want to bring jobs back where we can thrive again in this country. Mm-hmm. And if you hadn't noticed, he's going to be coming out with a tax plan around about 11 o'clock today. So we're so excited. We felt for him because we know that he can make America great, and we need a businessman running this country.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, so there are a lot of people who say that black Americans don't like Republicans. When somebody says that to you, how do you respond?
Well, listen to me. Black Americans or African Americans have been conditioned to vote one way.
Mm-hmm.
It is time for us to get out of that way of thinking.
Yeah.
Right now, we got to vote. We're not voting based on political parties. We're voting now based on who can get the job done.
That's right.
And that's why we look at Donald Trump, because he's a businessman and he can get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started this new campaign movement called Ditch and Switch Now. We want Democrats to ditch their parties and switch to Republicans so that we can vote for Donald Trump in the primaries. It's going to take a man like him to get America back on track again.
And if you go to ditchandswitchnow.com, you can change your party right there online.
Ditchandswitchnow.com.
I love it. You guys just recently switched, right? What was that process like for you guys, switching from being a Democrat to being...
It was very simple. It was very easy. All we had to do was take our ID to the Board of Elections.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of paperwork that was like one sheet long. It was simple. And we were switched.
Mm-hmm.
And they send you your voter registration card in the mail.
Have you ever talked to Diamond Silk? Have you either of you or both of you talked to Donald Trump at all?
We talked to the campaign, have reached out to us, and they appreciate us something for him. And all of our fans and our viewers, they've reached out to us too. So we're so excited.
Right. So there are people who don't like you because you're calling attention to something that the traditional voters, quote unquote, you know who I'm talking about, they don't want you to be stirring the pot for Trump. And so they say you're getting paid by Donald to do this, and you don't really believe in it at all.
That is not true.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to get paid by nobody. We have our own minds.
Right.
Listen, why do you all think that he got to pay people to suffer him? He's leading in the polls because American people see that he wants to make America great again. He wants to work for the American people.
Yes.
All those other candidates don't want to work for the American people. Marco Rubio, he's lazy. He won't even go to work. So how does he want to work for the American people? Holly Farina, she's a sellout. How is that working for the American people?
That's right.
Jeb Bush, he's ever ready to put up all the sleeves. How is that going to be working for the American people?
That's right.
We need someone that's going to work for the American people, and that's why we look at Donald Trump, a businessman.
That's right.
That's the person that's going to put this country back on track, baby.
Do you guys think that there's a media bias against Donald Trump, or do you think he's getting a fair shake?
I think there's a media biasness against Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's why we started the Ditch and Switch Our Now campaign. Because, listen, we cannot continue to listen to the media biasness and the trickery. The American people now got to stand together, and we got to speak.
That's
so often the establishment, the GOP, they put who they want to put in office.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, it's not going to happen. The American people's going to get behind Donald Trump, and we're going to put him in office.
All right, so here's what I want to make a prediction here. If you guys make it all the way to the election, there's a reality TV show that starts November 10th, 2016.
I want to know what you guys do for a living. What do you guys do day to day? What are your jobs? What do you do?
We lend our voice to talk about media biasness.
Yes.
And we want people to wake up, especially African Americans.
Yes.
We want you to wake up, smell the coffee.
Yes.
There is something new brewing, and you need to smell it, because right now we're stuck. We're in a rut, and we're up under the bus.
Yes.
The last administration left us behind.
Right.
So it's time to bring somebody in new to get us out of this.
You got
to
be careful of the first letter here. It's not B, it's D. Ditch and Switch Now. .com.
You guys are awesome.
Diamond and Silk are awesome. So maybe we should get a regular report going. Jennifer, I'll leave it to you. See if we get a weekly report from Diamond and Silk here on Good Day.
Oh, $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Answer a question you didn't hear.
Thanks for sharing.
All right, today's video of the day at DougStephan.com is from YouTube musician Joe Penner, who's also known as the Mystery Guitar Man. He went to the Music Instrument Museum in Phoenix, where they allowed him to use 90 instruments to make a video, and the video is on display at DougStephan.com. You got to see it. But we got some of the audio. He's accompanying himself in a version of the song Miserlou.
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 Dick Dale. Yeah, surf yeah. song.
I said Miserlou. That's the name of the song. Not Miserlou.
What you said Miserlou.
It is Miserlou.
It's not Miserlou.
Want to bet?
It's Miserlou.
Kenny, you be the arbiter of this.
I'm the surf king. The yeah. surf guitar king.
Really?
Bring it.
I'm at MIM. They've got over 6,000 instruments. Let's play.
M-I-S-I-R-L-O-U. M-I-S-I-R. Miserlou. Is that how you pronounce it?
Say it however you want.
Thank you, Rich. Excuse me for taking the space here on the planet with you. All right, crank it up, Richie. There you go. All right, did you find anything else
All right,
from this fellow?
The Turkish Egyptian derivation of the song. M-I-S-I-R.
There we go.
L-I.
Miserlou.
Right, that's the word he's from.
So now you're an expert in Turkish?
Yes.
Really?
He's pretty good. He's
Turkish
good.
Turkish songs are my specialty, sir.
Yeah, that's what you said before.
Oh. Excuse me. All right, what else have you got from this mystery guitar man in terms of what he's done well in the past? The YouTube is full of great examples of this guy being so clever. These sorts of things make me happy, frankly. I see somebody who's
just
creative.
The fact that somebody's got this kind
of...
That we have YouTube now for them to be able to share their creativity with.
Right. What's this called?
I didn't even know there was a music instrument museum in Phoenix.
Really? No, I didn't either.
Who knew?
Right.
This is called Santa's Late.
Good. Joe Penna, the mystery guitar man. 90 instruments. Accompanies himself. Classic song. Before you know it, we're playing Christmas music starts in October, doesn't it? With some stages?
Sure does, yeah.
Some places,
It's coming.
He's got a ton of videos up there.
Yeah. Kenny, by the way, how's your Christmas looking this year for your... you have a wonderful... For those who don't know, Kenny produces a great, not a good, but a great Christmas website, a plethora of wonderful sounds online for Christmas. How's that coming together?
So far, so good. New music on the way from Leanne Rimes and a Christmas album from Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Really?
Cool.
Now, what the heck is that going to sound like?
I
celebrate. Who's this?
Bobby Helms.
Bobby Helms, that's right, too.
Old stuff.
Merry Christmas, everybody. 28 after the hour. Good day.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Contrary to popular belief that everyone is online, most very small businesses aren't fully plugged into the internet. However, the majority of these firms still expect to create their own website within 2 years. Stephen Aldridge of GoDaddy explains.
We surveyed 4,000 small businesses around the world, but found that nearly 60% don't have a website today. Business owners gave us three reasons they don't have a site. They think they're too small, lack the technical know-how, or think the cost is too high. What we found, actually, was that business owners can build a website if they can create a Word document and can afford it if they can spend as little as a dollar a month. And every business needs to be findable on the internet since prospects start their buying process online. 59% of those businesses already on the web have seen their revenues grow as their website increased awareness and helped them reach more customers.
For more survey results, visit garage.godaddy.com. That's garage.godaddy.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Side of the turf, as they say, right? If you're on this side of the turf, you're all set. Other side of the turf, not so good. So some people say, anyway, I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. Welcome to the Good Day programs. Tuesday, the 29th of September, Kenny Kessler and I are here in depth with a couple of different distinctions when it comes to your privacy, your security. How are you protecting yourself? There's an interesting story. I may say it's interesting. It may be. It's interesting to me. Whether it's interesting to you or not, you have to figure that out at the Doug Steffen website. What's new at DougSteffen.com features a focus on Facebook by copying and pasting a short post in legalese about your privacy settings on Facebook doesn't mean that you're protected. Apparently, what was the idea of doing this, Kenny, in the first place? There has been for a number of years, apparently, a problem with a certain sort of privacy, yes?
Well, yeah, sure. But if you have a Facebook account, you're sort of agreeing that you have no privacy.
Yeah.
But there has been a hoax that keeps going around and shows up every couple of years that you have to post something to make sure that your stuff remains private.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not true. There have been a couple of them. One of them, one of the most recent ones says that you have to pay like $10, something like that, to have a private account.
To some innocuous number. Who knows where that is? So somebody's going to rip you off. It's a scam.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is it? Why do you think with all their technology capability, Facebook can't counter this or, in fact, really prevent? Even though we recognize, as you've suggested, that there is really no privacy anymore. Never mind Facebook, all the social media. It's all, everything is hackable. It doesn't make any difference what you have. There's a situation that I'm involved in, and probably you are too, if you have Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Do you have that as part of your insurance, Kenny, with the state program in California?
No, ours isn't Blue Cross Blue Shield.
No. Well, I have that, and as a result of that, I have been the target of a, according to Blue Cross Blue Shield, a sophisticated cyber attack where my personal information was accessed by the attackers. So Blue Cross Blue Shield says they are investigating, they notified the FBI, and are fully cooperating with the investigation into this attack. So here's, we got Facebook and that story that Kenny just outlined, and here's another example of cyber attackers with their attacks to gain unauthorized access to information about my health, among other things. But I'm wondering why anybody would care. What do you do with the information that you get off of a website like Blue Cross Blue Shield? It gives my blood pressure. Yeah, all right. And what sort of medications I may or may not have ever taken. But there's no money attached to it. I don't pay for anything using a credit card on Blue Cross Blue Shield. It doesn't have access to my bank account. So what the heck good is all of this to somebody?
They steal your identity. They have your name, your birth date, any other information about you that your provider has.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons I am as protective as I am about my Social Security number. I don't use my Social Security number for anything except the Social Security business. I don't use it for a driver's license. I don't, when you go into a doctor's office, they ask you for a Social Security number. I just leave it blank. And if somebody says to me, well, you need to have it, I said, no, I don't. You don't need my Social Security. What do you need my Social Security number for? Well, it's for our records. Well, so my record will be incomplete. And if it were up to me, and somebody said, because I had one person tell me in an office once, a dentist's office, either you fill it out or you don't get the work done. I left the paperwork on the table and walked out the door. So you don't, they'll tell you because they want it for whatever the reason. You're not required to give your Social Security number to anybody except the tax man or Social Security people. That's it. So there are other things that maybe are there. I'm just trying, as you're telling me this, what other things there may be in my Blue Cross Blue Shield account that would give somebody access to something that I don't want them to have. Maybe I'm different than most people. I think people tell people they fill out these forms, I think you give them too much information. Don't give them the information. They can tell you they need to have it. That doesn't mean they really do. So they've gone to a great length here at Blue Cross Blue Shield to suggest that maybe they need to provide you with identity theft protection at no cost. And I'm looking at this thing, and I'm thinking that it's a sales pitch. Could that be? Because it leads you around to the three credit reporting agencies. This is a four-page letter, and three pages of it are about restoration of your private information. But I don't have any reason to believe, nor do I have any in my mind. I haven't paid for any services to Blue Cross Blue Shield using the account. I've sent them a check. And do they have a copy of the check in the record? Does it have my bank account number on it? I suppose maybe it does. But that's what you're saying, Kenny. That sort of stuff is why these people would want to get a hold of the information. Have you ever had any circumstance in which the important stuff was compromised? Anything at all that ever has been compromised with you?
No, I've been very fortunate.
Mm-hmm. Do you know people who have had that problem?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what do they do about it? What's the resolve?
They contact their credit card companies again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it does get resolved, but it usually takes a long time, and they suffer in the process.
Mm. Yeah, you do. I remember having a credit card compromised. I deal with a little bank, three branches. That's it. It'd been my bank since I was 8 years old. And that's really the only banking relationship that I have that amounts to anything. Do I have bank accounts here and there, elsewhere? Yep. Do I have any money in them? Nah, not really. They're convenient, but that's all that I have them for in case I need something in another area. But the bottom line is that in one instance where I have a couple of credit cards from this bank, somebody at a restaurant, I'm guessing, got a hold of my credit information, or the at least the credit card number, and they charged $9,000 worth of electrical components to my account. Wow. The bank paid it off, but from that point on, any dealings that I had with that institution were limited to $1,000 a day in transactions. That's it. Can't use the credit card for any more. So if they were exposed, because they are, their agreement says clearly they will protect you. They're exposed for $1,000 a day instead of $9,000 or whatever. At that point, I had an unlimited access to currency. I could have charged $90,000. And until we recognized it, that was probably something that these people figure out. They just keep pushing it and pushing it. So, anyway, this is a dangerous era that we live in, and there's more and more focus on protecting. But the interesting thing is that we have not been protected here in our country the same as people in Europe, for example, and many other areas around the world who have had this chip and pin technology on their credit cards. We are now just beginning to have that and to use that. Have you looked at your credit card lately? Have you got a new credit card lately? Do you know what makes it different? We're going to explore that just a bit here with a lady who's an expert on chip and pen technology. Deborah Berlin is going to join us in a moment so that you'll know when we're done with this conversation, hopefully, what your credit card is all about in terms of protecting you. Is this much better? I think you'll find it is. Stay tuned for that conversation next on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Hey, why are you guys tailgating in the parking lot?
Because Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points that are valid until September 30th. So we're waiting for them to open.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude. Go check your account at shopyourway.com.
I just got my surprise points. Yes!
You should use your points towards items like a fall jacket or a cooler.
Yes!
You want a hot dog?
Yes! You want to hear some guy read legal? Yes!
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. See shopyourway.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I have Deborah Berlin with us. She's the leader of Protect My Data, which is a consumer education campaign that advocates for the implementation of chip and PIN technology for credit cards, debit cards, that sort of thing. So, Deborah, welcome. Why don't we start with explaining what the chip and PIN technology will do for your credit card, your debit card, et cetera.
Sure. Good morning, and thank you so much for having me this morning. Well, I want to talk about a problem that we, many of us, have possibly experienced, and that are some of these data breaches and that have occurred, and the security that we need for our credit cards. So many of us have received, I'm sure, in this past year, a credit card that has a chip on it instead of a magnetic strip. And so our cards now have chips on them that have embedded chip, microchip that contains security data, which will make them far more secure than this strip.
America was behind the curve with this. Europeans been doing it for a while, right?
Absolutely, yes, and that provides far more security. But we still will be doing the second security measure by signing with our signature, which we've also been doing for many, many years. And there is a second form of security for our cards, which would make them far more secure, which would be to have a PIN number, which around the world has also been used for many, many years.
A PIN number that would appear on the card or in the card?
No, a PIN number that we all would be assigned, that we also have been using for some of our, you know, for our money
cards require PINs.
Exactly.
Is that what you're talking about, that
exactly.
sort of thing?
Exactly. Right. A four.
So does that slow down the transaction?
Deborah, why didn't, well, but the whole rest of the world uses chip and PIN, and
correct.
We're being converted to the chip only. Why didn't we use the PIN as well?
Chip and PIN. Well, that's a good question. And we really do need to go to PIN. It just seems like it's something that has not been implemented at the same time.
Well, but let me ask that question. Let me ask my question again. Doesn't that slow down the transaction of every time you have to use it, you put a PIN in? Isn't that what people are going to say? Oh, I don't want to do that. It slows down the transaction. What people are going to say, Richie. I can hear it now.
Now it would be a very simple second step, just really just as simple as doing your signature. A very simple second step to doing your signature, and people in other countries do it, and it has reduced fraud significantly in other countries, and it is
a much better form of security. 50% of credit card fraud takes place right here in America.
Sure. So this would be a way of protecting the banks, protecting people, so it seems like a no-brainer, actually.
Well,
Deborah.
And that's the thing.
Exactly.
October 1st is the deadline because the financial institutions after October 1st are now on the hook for any fraud, right?
And merchants are on the hook as well. So, you know, liability is shifting for those who don't have the right equipment to use for the chip cards. And so the liability issue gets a little bit more confusing on October 1st. So, you know, we are moving to these.
But who's got new cards? Anyone here got new cards?
Yeah.
I don't have any new cards.
Oh, yeah. I actually got a couple.
Look at your cards. Look at your cards. They'll have a little chip on the front of it.
I'm just talking about, I haven't seen any new cards for my three or four.
My ATM even has a chip now.
Yeah,
my ATM card. Most of my credit cards have been replaced. I think I have one left that needs to be replaced.
Mine already had a minute. All right, well, this is good information. So by the 1st of October, you're off the hook. That's what Deborah's telling you. And the merchants are on the hook and the banks are on the hook.
And take 5 minutes and look up online, Google it, how to use it, because it works a little differently than the card reader.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got to use that PIN stuff. Deborah Berlin from Protect My Data, protectmydata.org. Thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Love it. They do too much guessing to figure out where this comes from. Number one movie.
But always give me a guess.
This week in 1986. Keep going, Richie.
See those rocks sticking up there? He's standing up there for 600 million years. He'll be there when you and I are gone. So arguing over who owns them. All right, two fleas arguing over who owns the dog they live on.
Great lines. And this just, he just disappeared. The In Excess theme from Crocodile Dundee is what you're listening to in the background. Different world. Isn't this, was this a groundbreaker, Chucker, do you think? Not just for him, but in terms of entertainment, there was something about this. I can't put my finger on it, but there was something about Crocodile Dundee and the other two movies that went with it that did something that seemed special, and you wanted more.
What year did that come out?
1986.
Yeah, see, that what happened in 86 there rarely would happen now. That's what, that was the definition of a true sleeper. I mean, that movie opened, nobody expected much, had a good first weekend, then the word of mouth built it and made a lot of money, made him a big made him a big name in the time. He did three of them. The second one also was successful. The third was not. He did one other movie I don't remember the name of it, that didn't do so well. But, yeah, he sort of, his star burnt out pretty quickly in the business.
Well, but he made so much money he didn't really need he made hundreds of millions of dollars on it because he produced it himself because nobody else wanted to produce it, and it was on the made on the cheap. And then he married the co-star and was with her. I think she divorced him last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Linda Kozlowski.
Yeah. She never really did anything either after that.
No, I mean he had a good run with her, but yeah, they divorced last year. But he left his wife. He got a lot of bad tabloid press off that story.
Yeah, right.
But Crocodile Dundee was a big hit that year.
Yep, a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun, that movie. Okay, so we've gone to the past for movie music. We have movie moments. Chuck Curry is here with the results, box office totals. I went to see The Intern. I'll tell you what I think about it in just a moment here on Good Day.
I can play any card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobile are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for participating Exxon or Mobile station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
Hi, so Chuck. The film Hotel Transylvania brought in, what, $47.5 million over the weekend?
Yeah, animated film voice, I believe, produced also by Adam Sandler. So even though critics are running him out of town with his live-action stuff, he's still doing well with animation. That's a big opening for September, no doubt about it, $47.5 million. A lot of kids went to the movie to see it. Number two, that was number one. Number two was The Intern, which you saw, Robert De Niro, Anne Hathaway, 18.2. It's a solid opening for that film.
It was a nice, I'll tell you something. When we get up out of our chairs, Meredith looked at me and she says, let me check this out. No sex, no violence. No vulgarity, just a very good, and you heard other people saying that who were of all ages when they left the theater. So there was something refreshing about it, and people like Hathaway, they like De Niro, and so it was all together. It was very well done.
Anybody
and put
under
together.
The age of 40 in that theater?
Say that? Yes, there were plenty of people. Most of the cast was under 40.
My mom's going to get
this week sometime. Number three, Maze Runner, Scorch Trail, $14 million, $51 million in 2 weeks. Everest Place for $13.1 million. $23 million in 2 weeks. I saw it Friday night. I thought it was a grueling and depressing movie. Well made, no doubt.
How so? Because I was thinking we were talking about going to see it. How is it depressing?
Did everybody die?
If you're looking for a cliffhanger in big heroic, you're not going to get it. I mean, it's a pretty depressing movie.
Like depressing high, though. How? What happens?
It's based on a true story. People get frostbite. They freeze to death. There's no heroics in the film. It's pretty grim stuff. Although it is well made, well shot. And I did like it. It stayed with me the next day. I gave it a lot of thought. And Black Mass ran out the top five. I also saw Pawn Sacrifice with Tobey Maguire as Bobby Fischer. He gives a really good performance.
It sounds like Chuck said Pawn Sacrifice. He meant Pawn.
Pawn, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, right. Okay. It was probably a large difference.
Yeah.
All right, Chucker, good job. Chuck Curry here with us on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Hang on. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.